The epistle appointed for this, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, is taken from the book of Proverbs. The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways. Before he made anything from the beginning, I was set up from eternity. And of old, before the earth was made, the depths were not as yet, and I was already conceived. Neither had the fountains of waters as yet sprung out. The mountains with their huge bulk had not as yet been established. Before the hills I was brought forth. He had not as yet made the earth, nor the rivers, nor the poles of the world. When he prepared the heavens I was present, and with a certain law and compass he enclosed the depths. When he established the sky above, he poised the fountains of waters. When he compassed the sea with its bounds, and set a law to the waters, that they should not pass their limits. When he balanced the foundations of the earth, I was with him forming all things. And I was delighted every day, playing before him at all times, playing in the world, and my delights were to be with the children of men. Now therefore, children, hear me. Blessed are they who keep my ways. Hear instruction, and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man who hears me, and who watches daily at my gates, and waits for the post of my doors. He who shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Luke. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And when the angel had come to her, saying, he said, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Please be seated. There is no feast like the feast of the Immaculate Conception of our Blessed Mother. And with this, the special grace is granted to her. Holy Mother, Church teaches that she never knew sin. As so, we celebrate this most wonderful day in her honor and grace, and beg of her the grace to live exemplary lives and show good example in becoming a dress and behavior. The only way to stand up to the corrupt nature and to conquer all these things is to stand up for what we believe in and show the good example. This feast of the Blessed Mother shines out above all the others. Free from original sin, pure, immaculate, holy, the only creature of God spoken of in Scripture as full of grace. But she presents to us an example of purity, modesty, humility, patience, charity, and of course the power of prayer. If we wish to really honor our Blessed Mother in the way we know how to do so, we have to imitate her virtues. It's kind of like I said on Sunday, you know, about the credentials of our Lord and St. John the Baptist. Well, our credentials to our Blessed Mother will be our conduct, our behavior, our attitude of mind. This is what we have to work for and strive for. And she will help us. She will always, always help us. After all, she is a mother. And lots of times with mothers, you don't really have to ask. They pretty much perform before you even ask. But she will be there to help us to overcome our difficulties, to give us the grace to put up with the things that we have to put up with. But it's all for the love of God. She is the woman spoken in Scripture, the one that will crush Satan's head, and he'll lie in wait for her heel. She is the woman spoken from the cross. This is she who is spoken in Scripture of the Old Testament. That a virgin shall give birth to a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel. This is she, one of God's greatest gifts for us. And look at the gift that she did give us, her son. So as we try our best to imitate our Blessed Mother's virtues, we must bring this in conduct to the way of we live out in the world too. We must not give in to the ways of the world. For example, when we come to church, you know, on Sunday or holy days, and we dress in our best, and tomorrow we're back to the same humdrum thing. That's the example we don't want to give. We have to stand up for our convictions and what we believe and profess that we believe in. That's part of being a disciple of our Lord. We don't have any choice in this. We have to do the right thing. And on these big feast days, especially of our Blessed Mother, with her help, we will do this. We will be able to conquer. Every time we look at a statue of our Blessed Mother, of any one of her titles, it makes no difference. The same thing is always coming forth out of that statue, in penetrating our minds, of her holiness, modesty, her love. She's the one who has told us to pray, to do penance, to make atonement, to pray for sinners, to pray for our families, but most of all, to show the good example. I can't help stressing that more and more and more and more and more. It's not like just because, well, the way the world goes, so be it, and I'll just follow along because it's everyone else is doing it. We're not everyone else. The world may go the way it goes, but we have to do the right thing. We have to prove to our Lord that we stand up for Him, that we will defend Him. And that takes courage. That takes a lot of courage. But this is what we have to do. We have no choice in the matter. There are times when we have to stand up and say no, and mean it. So with that, remember, there's only one way to live, and that's for the honor of God, for His honor and glory. And with the help of the Blessed Mother, with her grace, she'll help us to achieve this. But on this most important day, offer up your best prayers to her. Do not underestimate the power of prayer. It's very important, because without prayer, then we're no better than anybody else. But the more we pray to God, and we have to consistently pray to the good Lord for His help and assistance. Because we don't, then we always, that's usually where all our problems are, things happen, is because we have stopped praying. We've given up. But on this day, it encourages you to pray. Pray to the Blessed Mother, as you never have before. She'll hear you. She'll answer your prayers. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.